Obadiah chapter number 1 and verse number 15. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 15. The Bible says, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head." Sabi ni Obadiah sa bansang Edom. So ang biblical na propeta ay isang mensahero. The Bible, biblical prophet, the prophet of God, is only a messenger. That's all he is. He's a messenger. Now, syempre, naka-receive siya ng revelation sa Panginoon at sinulat niya yung revelation na nakita niya sa Panginoon at siya ay preserve yung message at yung words, at ito na yung words na ito nasa King James Bible. "For the day of the Lord is near," but the Bible prophet is simply a messenger from God. He doesn't come up with the message. He sees the message and then he writes it down. Tingnan mo yung verse number 1. The vision of Obadiah. So meron palang vision na nakita si Obadiah, at yun sinulat ni Obadiah yung nakita niya. So these words didn't come from him. They came from God. And the more you understand that angels and prophets and preachers and pastors, they are only messengers. Walang special sa angel, ha? Kahit na yung magagandang angel sa Bible, na meron silang dalawang pakpak, yung iba may anim, even those specially chosen angels and designated angels, as glorious as they are, really an angel is simply a messenger. Messenger lang yun. Huwag tayong maging impress sa messenger. Maging impress tayo sa message na dinadala nila. Mas importante ang message kesa sa messenger. Okay? God's word is more important than the messenger. But here Obadiah is the biblical prophet. Now, ang biblical prophet, siya ay personally affected sa mensahe na pinapahayag niya sa tao. Hindi siya manhid, hindi siya walang nararamdaman. Kung ano ang message na nanggaling sa Diyos at yun ang ipinapahayag niya sa tao, nararamdaman din niya ang hapdi at sakit ng hatol ng Diyos. Now, the messenger of God is not detached from reality. The messenger of God feels the message. He hurts, he bleeds, he weeps, he cries. I think of the prophet Jeremiah. We call him the weeping prophet. He was personally affected by the message. Could you imagine Jeremiah? He had to stand up in front of Judah and say, "You might as well surrender to Babylon. Sumuko na kayo sa Babylon. They will take over." Could you imagine the pressure that Jeremiah had to face? And so, a prophet will preach, but he is affected by that message. Now, ang Diyos ang nagbigay sa kanya ng mga salita. At ang tanging responsibilidad ng propeta ay ipahayag ang salita ng Diyos. Go over to Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20. Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20. Here's a test. The prophet is responsible to preach the word of God. He's not responsible to invent something or to make something up. He has to preach what's there. Isaiah, and by the way, if the prophet does not speak according to the word of God, they are not a Bible prophet. They're not a biblical prophet. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 20. Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20. Anong page? 391. Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20. "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So, malamang merong mga false prophets. Okay? So, paano natin malalaman kung ang tao ay true or false? Well, subukan dapat natin sa salita ng Diyos. Ang pinapahayag ba niya ay biblical? Nakabase ba yan sa Bible? O baka opinion lang niya yon? Okay? So, kahit na siya ay mangangaral, kung ang message niya ay hindi galing sa Bible, hindi ho yan pwedeng tanggapin. Alright? The only word we can receive is the word that comes from the Bible. We don't receive, we reject the word of man and the opinion of man. We reject it. Nothing compares to the Bible. Now, may mga churches na yung tradisyon nila ay kasing equal sa salita ng Diyos. May mga churches na ganun. In fact, yung tradisyon nga, mas mataas kesa sa salita ng Diyos. Now, but tayo ay naniniwala sa Bible, sa King James Bible. We believe in the Bible. And this is the Word of God. Ito ang standard natin. And we don't have anything over the Bible. Kailangan biblical talaga. At pag hindi siya base sa Bible, hindi natin ginagawa. We don't believe in that. Okay? So, ang mga propeta ng lumang tipan ay hinirang o itinalaga na magturo ng kung ano ang wasto at kung ano ang tama. That's a biblical prophet. The biblical prophet was inspired by God and authorized by God to delineate the will of God, what is right and what is wrong. Kaya ang prophet, malakas ang loob niya. He has to be courageous. He has to have courage to face people and to look people in the face and to look people in the eye and say, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the word of the Lord. Listen to God. Do what God says. That's the Bible prophet. Na ang propesya nila, karaniwang ay isahan ang nakikita nila. Now, this is very important. An Old Testament prophet only sees a single event. A single event. I'll use an example here. William, can you get me a marker? Give me a black marker. Ganda ng whiteboard natin, no? May whiteboard na tayo. Social. I'll just use it. Yeah, I need these here. This option. When a Bible prophet, alimbawa ito, siya yan, here's this Bible prophet, Old Testament prophet, at nangaral siya patungkol, alimbawa, like Obadiah, verse number 15, yung tinalakay natin, for the day of the Lord is near, sabi ni Obadiah. And let's see, this is a train. I'll try to draw a train. Ano ba yan, train? Train. Yan ang train natin. Okay. Train. Ang nakikita lang ng Old Testament prophet ay isahan lang. Ang parating na train. He only sees what's coming. Sasabihin niya, oh, meron akong nakikita, may parating na day of the Lord. Nakikita niya yung day of the Lord. Ang hindi niya nakikita ay yung mga kabus. Yan ang kabus. Marami palang events itong Day of the Lord. Hindi lang isahan. Meron palang seksyon ang Day of the Lord. Kaya pag nagbabasa tayo ng Old Testament prophets, kailangan intindihan natin porque sinabi niya Day of the Lord, hindi ibig sabihin isa lang ang event na yon. Malaki pala. At marami palang parts ang Day of the Lord. Okay? And so, that's the view. Ang nakikita lang ng prophet, singular. Pero dahil tayo ay nasa New Testament at binabasa natin yung Old Testament, dito tayo. Etong nakikita natin. We see everything. So, do you see that the Old Testament prophet only sees singularly? Tingnan mo ang Isaiah chapter 61. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 61 and verse number 1. Isaiah 61 and verse number 1. Isaiah 61, anong page? 416. Page 416. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil for joy of mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, that the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So, tingnan mo yung verse number 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now, noong tumayo si Jesus Christ sa sinagoga ng Capernaum sa Luke chapter 4, binanggit niya ang Bible verse na yan. Luke chapter 4, verse number, let me see here. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 17. Luke chapter 4, verse number 17. Anong page ang Luke?
Chapter
4, verse 17.
569.
Chapter 4, verse number 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. Yan yung Isaiah. Sa Greek, Esaias. Pero sa Hebrew, Isaiah. Sinulat ni Luke sa Greek yung book niya. And when he had opened the book, he found the place wherein it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Oh, di familiar kayo nun. Isaiah 61, yung binanggit niya, yung binabasa niya. "Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised," verse 19, "to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Sa Isaiah 62, hindi niya binanggit yung susunod. Tinapos niya doon sa acceptable year of the Lord. Kung baga, hindi pa niya pwedeng, at sinabi niya, na-complete na ito, Bible verse na ito sa inyong harapan, sabi ng Panginoong Jesucristo. So lahat ng Isaiah 61 at kalahati ng verse 2, na-complete na. Ano ang missing? O, tingnan mo yung Isaiah 61:2, yung second half. "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Yun, na-complete na yun. Kasi nung namatay si Jesus Christ, nilibing, muling nabuhay, tagumpay siya, nasa year of the Lord na tayo. Kaya nga AD, Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord. Yun ang calendar natin. Pero hindi niya finish yung buong verse number 2. Ano ang susunod? Matapos ang year of the Lord. "And the day of vengeance." Yun, of our God. Oh. Yung day of vengeance, yan. Day of vengeance. Yan ang susunod na event na parating. At pagkatapos ng day of vengeance, ano ang susunod? Sabi ni Isaiah. Sa Isaiah 62. Day of vengeance. Ano ang susunod? "And all shall be comforted." No? Iko-comfort niya yung mourning. Yan yung millennial kingdom. Yung mga Hudyo na naligtas sa kalagitnaan ng Day of the Lord, sila ang iko-comfort ng Panginoon sa millennial kingdom. So, si Jesus Christ, hindi pa niya binanggit yung last part ng verse 2. Isaiah 61, verse 2, letter B. Kalahati lang yung binanggit niya na na-fulfill na. The acceptable year of the Lord, pero not the day of vengeance and not the comforting of the mourning. So meron pang mga events na parating. Now, paminsan, ang mga propesya na sinusulat nila ay nakasulat na sa past tense. Past tense, ha? Tingnan mo ang Isaiah 9:6. Look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. Now, Isaiah prophesied 500 years before Jesus was born. But in the eyes and in the mind of Isaiah, his birth is finished. It's a done deal. It's in the past. Look at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So tanong, for unto us a child is born. When was that child born? 500 years later. But Isaiah said, unto us a child is born. Why? Because he sees everything as a singular event. Singular event. So, sa aklat ng Obadiah, meron siyang nakita sa verse 15. Look at verse number 15. Obadiah, verse number 15. In our main text over here, the Bible says, for the day of the Lord is near. Tanong, malapit na ba ang day of the Lord? Sabi ni Obadiah, yes, it's near. Well, it hasn't come around yet. So is it really near? Biro mo ha, 4,000 years ang Old Testament, 2,000 years ang New Testament, 7,000 years. Kailan ba darating yung Day of the Lord? Dumating na ba yon? Nalampasan na ba natin? Nasa loob na ba tayo ng Day of the Lord? O parating pa rin? Parating pa rin. Pero sinabi ni Obadiah, near. Eh si Obadiah, nandun pa siya sa Old Testament. Mga 800, 7th century BC. The ministry of Obadiah. So what is that? Bakit naging near ang layo? Well, sa Diyos, ang 1,000 years ay para lang isang araw. Psalm 90 verse number 4. 1,000 years is but a day. So kung tutuusin, yung New Testament, 2,000 years ang lumipas na, dalawang araw lang yun sa Panginoon. God, if I could say it prophetically, God has only been gone for 2 days so far that we could see in Scripture. I know it's 2,000 years ago, but practically, prophetically speaking, he's been gone for 2 days. That's not a long time compared to eternity. So it really is near, prophetically. Nearness is prophecy. Now, ginagamit ng mga unbelievers yung prophetic calendar para sabihan, tingnan mo, ang pangako ng Panginoon, hindi pa natutupad. Saan yung rapture? Saan yung day of the Lord? Saan yung Antikristo? Nasaan yung lahat ng mga sinasabi ng Bible? Kaya hindi ako naniniwala sa Bible. Hindi totoo ang Bible. No. Totoo po ang Bible. Ang problema lang, yung calendar ng Diyos ay hindi natin calendar. God's calendar is a lot bigger than our calendar. Now, ito ang araw na huhusgaan ng Diyos ang lahat ng bansa. Look at Obadiah 1:15. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. Sa lahat ng mga bansa. So there's coming a day when God is going to judge the nations. When God is going to judge the nations. Kasama sa araw ng Panginoon ang tinatawag na throne of glory judgment. Okay, now let me change this here real quick. I want to show you. Where we are. And where we are in relation to Obadiah's prophecy. Ito ang Old Testament, New Testament, namatay ang Panginoong Jesucristo, nilibing, muling nabuhay, umakyat siya sa langit. Now, tayo naman, nandito tayo ngayon. Ito yung church age. Sa kasalukuyan, church age tayo. Church age. This will be, Jesus will come back for the rapture, irarapture niya lahat ng mga ligtas. Lahat ng tumawag sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo para sa kapatawaran at sa kaligtasan, He will save them at huhusgaan niya ang mundong ito. This whole world is scheduled for judgment. At yun ang tinatawag na tribulation. Tribulation period. At dito magsisimula yung tribulation period, ang simula ng day of the Lord. Yan ang day of the Lord. Eto. Kasi huhusgahan ng Diyos ang buong mundo. Tapos, sa millennial kingdom, eto yung millennial kingdom, huhusgahan ng Diyos ang bansang Israel. So this is for the nations and Israel. Hindi yan para sa church. These events, this event especially, is for nations and Israel, not for the church. Saan ang church? Nasa langit. Kasama ng anak, Diyos anak. And we will always be with Him forever. When He returns, He's gonna come back, itataguyod niya yung kanyang templo sa mundong ito. Babalik siya after 7 years. So 7 years tribulation period, babalik siya. He will establish His kingdom on earth. And before the millennial reign, somewhere between here and there, He's going to judge the nations. Tingnan mo ang Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. Look at Matthew 25, 31. Obadiah said, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen." And so God is going to judge every nation. And that will take place right after the 7-year tribulation period. Right after He establishes His kingdom, He's going to call all the nations of the world to judgment. He's going to judge. Matthew chapter, let's see here. Matthew chapter 24. I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And I need to turn there myself. Anong page? What page is that? 548. Yeah, 548, okay. Matthew chapter 25. And look at verse number 31. Matthew 25, 31. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory. Ayan, no? Babalik na siya. Kasama yung kanyang glory. Shall come in His glory and all the angels with Him. Kasama yung mga anghel. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. And He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Okay? So lahat ng mga bansa na tumulong kay Israel habang sila ay nasa tribulation, ibig sabihin sila ay ligtas. Kasi nga, nakilala nila ang Diyos, nakilala nila na ang tauhan ng Diyos yung Israel, inalagaan nila ang Israel sa kalagitnaan ng kanilang paghihirap, at sila ay ligtas. That is a character trait of a saved person. During this time, and so Jesus will rescue those who are saved, and He will cast out those who are not saved. When the millennial kingdom begins, everybody is saved. Everybody, nobody is coming into the millennial kingdom who's not saved. Jew or not Jew, they are Christians. At the beginning of the millennial kingdom. Now, they're going to live for 1,000 years. Kaya nga, millennial eh, 1,000. 1,000 years, mabubuhay sila. They will repopulate the world. And they're going to have a society of people all over again. And at the end of the 1,000 years, Jesus Christ is going to release the devil. And He's going to tempt the people all over again. For one final rebellion. Before eternity future. At huhusgaan naman ng Diyos lahat yan sa Great White Throne Judgment niya. All. Bubuksan niya ang impyerno at lahat ng kaluluwa na nasa impyerno, hahatulan din niya yan. Final judgment yun. Okay? So, tanong, si Adam and Eve, when Adam and Eve came to the garden, may kasalanan ba o walang kasalanan? Nung nilikha ng Diyos si Adam at si Eva, were they sinful or were they not sinful? Nung una, wala pa silang kasalanan, no? Pure! Ganon din sa katapusan sa millennial. Lahat ng tao magsisimulang pure ulit. Tanong, bumagsak ba si Adam at si Eva? Yes. Tanong, meron bang mababagsak dito sa millennial kingdom? Yes. Kaya sa final judgment, wala na. Pagkatapos nito, eternity future na yan. Eternity future. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, so ano ang araw ng Panginoon? Well, sabi ni Obadiah, ito ay malapit na. Okay? So, prophetically speaking, pwedeng mangyari ang Day of the Lord kahit anong araw na. Alam mo ba, lahat na ng prophecy na complete na. We are not waiting for one more prophecy to be fulfilled before the Day of the Lord comes. The world is ready for the Antichrist. Ewan ko kung alam ninyo yun. Handa na po ang mundo para sa Antikristo na mag-take over. Biro mo, lahat ng pera, ginagawa nilang isa. One na lang. Currency. Ayaw na nila ng mga coins, ng mga cash. Gusto nila plastic, gusto nga nila digital. Gusto nga nila ilagay sa balat. Lahat. Saan ka, they can find where you live, where you go, how much you're worth. Then experiment nga nila ngayon. Ano ang halaga ng bawat tao? It's devilish. Pero handa na ang mundong ito. Could you imagine when all the Christians are taken out of this world? Isang saglit lang na tanggalin ng Diyos lahat ng mga Kristiyano sa mundong ito. Mabubulok po ang mundong ito. Tatanggalin niya ang banal na espiritu. Parang isda kapag wala na yung asin. Mabubulok na kaagad ang isda kasi wala na yung asin. We are the salt of the earth. Kapag tinanggal yung salt of the earth, mabubulok po ang mundong ito. They're gonna be so confused when it comes to the tribulation period, they wouldn't even know what day it is. It's gonna be so bad. For 3.5 years, nobody's gonna know what time, what day, what is going on in this world for the first 3.5 years. And then when the treaty is finally broken by the Antichrist, in 3.5 years, doon lang madidiskubre ng Israel, ay, nagkamali pala tayo. Totoo pala, si Jesus pala ang Messiah. So, half of 7 years, ha? 3.5 years, may agreement ng Israel sa Antikristo. Protektahan mo kami, and we will help you. Agreement, mutual agreement. Pag nabetray na ng Antikristo ang contract niya kay Israel, doon maririnig ng Israel, oh, yung pala, si Jesus ang Messiah. Mali pala tayo. Takbuhan na lang tayo. Punta na lang tayo sa bundok. Kasi hinahabol na tayo ng Antikristo. That's in the 7-year tribulation period. The day of the Lord will be a judgment for all nations and Israel. And Jesus will be judging all the nations one day. Now, when will the day of the... Kailan darating ang day of the Lord? Ayun ang tanong. Kailan ito magsisimula? When? Does anybody know when? Meron ba tayong schedule? Naka-schedule na ba yan? Huh? No, walang nakakaalam. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Anong page? 560. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Yun. Para palang magnanakaw ang parating na day of the Lord. Tanong, pag may magnanakaw, sinasabi ba ng magnanakaw, oy, kayo nang dyan sa bahay, maghanda kayo kasi mamayang gabi. I will come! Ho, ho, ho! Eh, si Santa Claus yun. Will a thief announce when he's coming? No. Ang gusto ng thief, hindi mo alam. Kaya nga yung robbery, you have no clue, they already robbed you. Yan ang thief in the night, the day of the Lord. Sa mga unsaved, hindi sila handa. Hindi nila alam. Alam nyo ba, yung Kristiyano lang nakakaalam nito? Yung mga kaibigan natin, akala nila yung Linggo, araw lang ng tao yun. Hindi, araw ng Panginoon ang Linggo. Kaya nga tayo nasa church na ang Linggo, hindi Lunes, hindi Sabado. Linggo, sagrado yan sa Diyos. E yung mga kapitbahay ng mga kaibigan natin, trabaho ng trabaho, party ng party, syempre buhay naman nila, okay lang. Kaya lang, hindi nila alam, may parating palang Day of the Lord. And we have to tell them para hindi dumating sa kanila na parang thief. Look at verse number 3. For when they say, they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Oh, they shall not escape. Kung sino ang makakapasok dito sa Day of the Lord, walang escape-escape po. In fact, may moratorium ang death. I don't know if you know this, but at some point in the tribulation period, people are going to want to die, and it's impossible for them to die. Kahit na tumalun pa sila at magpakamatay, buhay pa rin sila. Ganyan katindi ang Day of the Lord. You will not escape the Day of the Lord. Now, verse number 4. But ye, brethren, ye are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. And we are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. Yun. Yung mga Kristiyano pala, hindi appointed sa Day of the Lord. Ang appointment natin sa Day of Christ. Yun yun, Day of Christ. Meron palang Day of Christ sa Bible. Eto yun. Day of the Lord, judgment. Day of Christ, judgment din. Pero hindi matinding judgment na katulad nito. Ha? Pinupugutan ang ulo dito. Yung sa atin naman, haharap tayo sa Panginoon at magtatanong siya, paano mo ako pinaglingkuran? Hindi usapan ng save, unsave. Kasi save ka na. Pag nakarapture ka, save ka. Ang tanong doon, paano mo pinaglingkuran ng Panginoong Jesucristo? Lord, nag-serve ako sa iyo, kaya lang nanghina ako, nag-give up ako. Tanong, nung namatay si Kristo, did he give up on you? No. Oh, walang excuse sa araw na yan. Day of Christ. Alright, anyway, now, ang mga Kristiyano naman ay hindi papasok sa araw ng Panginoon. Pero ang mga unsaved, papasok yan dyan, pati na yung Israel. Paano tayo dapat na maging handa sa pagbabalik ng Panginoon? Na napaka-importante na tiyakin natin na tayo ay ligtas. This is the most important thing. You got to know that you're saved. Saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Saved by the grace of God. Not of works of men, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? Kailangan tiyak mo na ligtas ka para alam mo na hindi ka napapasok dyan sa awa ng Diyos, sa grasya ng Diyos. Napaka-importante na paglingkuran natin ang Panginoon ngayon. Serve Jesus now. Serve Him now. Don't wait. Don't wait to serve the Lord. Serve Him now. Kasi parating na itong araw na ito. Haharap tayo sa Panginoon. Anong sasabihin natin sa Kanya? Lord, naligtas ako pero wala akong ginawa para sa iyo. Serve Him now. Merong mga kakayahan na binigay ng Diyos na kahit ikaw lang ang pwedeng gumawa nun sa church natin. And God gifted you with something. You need to use that gift for His honor and His glory. And then when He blesses you and crowns you, you'll take your crown and you cast it on His feet. That's the serve God, Jesus now. Napaka-importante magbigay tayo ng patotoo at babala sa lahat patungkol sa parating na araw ng Panginoon. Just like Obadiah said, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head." Just like Obadiah warned Edom, everybody needs a warning.
Ako, balang araw, gagawa ako ng bagong gospel track.
I'm going to make a new gospel track and I want to call it a warning. A warning. Jesus, the day of the Lord is coming. And explain what is the day of the Lord and what it entails. So that if they know this is coming, they're gonna stay out of there.
Kung alam mo na parating pala itong tribulation na ito, iiwasan mo yun.
Now, merong mga iba, pag naralaman nila ang plano na ito, maliligtas sila. Pero meron din mga iba, kahit na alam nila ang plano na ito, they are not going to get saved. Sabi nila, mamaya na lang, sa susunod na lang. Pagdating ng Panginoong Jesucristo, gigising sila, magulo ng mundo, doon na lang nila marirealize. Totoo pala yan. Pero yung iba, mas lalang titigas ang kanilang puso. Malamang, pag hindi ka naligtas habang grace, hindi ka maliligtas sa tribulation. Malamang, hindi ko sinasabing ultimate talaga, pero malamang. Kasi kung ngayon lang, wala pa yung kasinungalingan ng Antikristo, hindi ka na naniniwala sa Diyos, lalong-lalo na pagdating na ng Antikristo, may kapangyarihan yun. May power siya na magpakilos ng mga idol. Ha? Yung mga idolo, yung mga statues. Kung ngayon, nagdudugo nga yan, lumuluha ng dugo. Wala yun. Sa tribulation, sasayaw yun. Sa tribulation, magsasalita ang mga idols. Luha ng dugo, ganyan. Wala. At pag hindi sila sumampalataya kay Kristo dito, malamang hindi sila sasampalataya kay Kristo dito. Sasampalataya na nila yung Antikristo. So ang paghusga ng Diyos kay Edom ay naglalarawan sa panahon na kung saan hahatulan ng Diyos ang bansa, ang mga bansa ng mundong ito. Ang araw ng Panginoon ay araw ng may dalawang bahagi. Tribulation at saka Millennial Kingdom. Ngayon, wala pa tayo sa Day of the Lord. Gawin natin ang the best natin. Paglingkuran natin ang Panginoon para pagdating ng time na ito, hindi tayo mapapahiya sa Kanya. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and pray?